It's 1:17. It's Bob and Dan Radio Show. Like Drake, we have our whole team here.
Yeah.
And that includes the return after like 3 weeks of Jake, who apparently has still been at the station almost the entire time. But he's blind. And this past weekend, he got out of here too.
I did. I loaded up with 14 of my closest friends, a group of 15 guys, and went to Whitefish, Montana, and got a house on Lake Whitefish.
Whitefish, Montana. I'm not sure there's a state I know less about.
It's a water animal.
I don't know anything about it either, but I have always wanted to go there. And I've heard that it's kind of hard to get to and things are expensive. I think that applies more to Wyoming. Because if you have 15 people, you can get really awesome accommodations for not very expensive.
Man, split like it 15 ways sounds like a super efficient way to make stretch your money.
Yeah, so we went on this trip before every year with Corby and Soroy and a bunch of their friends to Gulf Shores, Alabama to go to a music festival there. But
oh, wow, you're darn near Alberta, aren't you?
Yeah, it's pretty close to the border. But 4 or 5 years after Gulf Shores, we were kind of tired of it. Like, we'd just done it so many times, and it's the same thing, and it's cool. But I really wanted to try to keep, you know, a huge group trip alive. Probably 7, 8, 9 of these dudes are guys that I've known since I was between 10 and 14. And the rest are people I've met up here. So TC, Bueno Josh, Blind Josh, KJ, who worked here for a little while. And we just wanted to do something different. And one of the guys came across this music festival in Montana called Under the Big Sky. Now, unlike most music festivals, it's their first year, and it was not a bill that I was really fired up about. Like, Nathaniel Ratliff, that band we just came out of break with, I love him. A couple of other artists, but the draw was not really the music. It was just, hey, this is a music festival that is on a ranch in the middle of Montana, and it is literally just nestled next to the mountains on a ranch, and they set up two stages, and they just have 6 or 7 bands a day.
And were there lots of people?
Yeah, it wasn't full because it is pretty hard to get to. I mean, the closest airport, there is an airport in Kalispell, but that's tiny and prohibitively expensive. So we flew into Missoula, which is about a 2 or 2.5 hour drive away, so it's not easy to get to.
And then Washington.
No, Missoula, Montana.
Oh.
You can find a Spokane, Washington, and that's like 4.5 hours. Now, the drive is beautiful, but there's not easy access to this part of the country. As an aside, on Saturday, when I was enjoying a country Saturday with Dwight Yoakam, because it was a very country-influenced bill, that's when I saw one Stephen Jones walking into the festival, and I'm like, look, I gotta go get a picture.
He was at the music festival?
Yeah. And
do you think
if there's a place Stephen Jones
weird,
can
right?
go incognito, it's a music festival with a bunch of country fans and, you know,
like, who was he
Americana
with?
Americana hipsters. I didn't recognize the people. It was a
dude.
I don't. And I don't know if he's married, what his wife looks like. So I'm not here to speculate on that front. But
ooh,
he was more than happy to take a picture. And then I go back and get in line, and all these people are, who is that? Who's that guy? Is he famous? And I'm like, oh, he's the basically de facto general manager of the Cowboys. And I got the blankest of blank stares.
That's really weird that you would run into him. You could have given me a million guesses.
Yeah, and I wasn't showing up until maybe 6 or 7 festival nights because I just wasn't that interested in the lineup. And the fact that we were walking in when no one else was walking in, I mean, there was no one in line but me and him. And then the dudes I was with. It was very, very odd.
Did he have any knowledge of you?
I didn't want to.
Did you say I work for the ticket?
No, I just said, hey, I'm from Dallas. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
Would you mind taking a photo?
Just wanted a selfie.
So we got in Thursday morning. We drove to the house, and I've never been to a real lake. Because down here, I think there's only two of them. You know, we have like Caddo, and I can't remember what the other one is, but
constant level lakes.
The lakes up here are man-made, and the water is fine, but it's largely kind of brown. So I'd never seen anything like this. We get to the bottom level of this house. It was 3 levels, and it was built into the side of the mountains. And so you get down to the bottom, and they have like one of those floating docks out there that extends out into the water, and it's crystal clear. and it's 20 feet deep, and you can see the bottom, and you can hop in during the day when it's 85.
It's all glacier water.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, it is. And you can swim, you know, while out and hop on a buoy. It's amazing to me that people prefer the ocean over this, because I am here to tell you every day and twice on Sunday, I am now find the lake and not a local lake over the ocean ever again. You get out of the water, you don't have salt all over you, you don't have sand, just hop in. Plus there's the mountains behind
really
it.
Really super cold.
It's
those lakes are cold.
It was cold, but it wasn't like prohibitively cold. It was very refreshing. Like, you couldn't get in probably in the evening when it started to cool down.
Yeah.
So we did that all day on Thursday. On Friday, we had booked a 3-hour whitewater rafting trip.
Awesome. Yeah, that must be great up there.
It's incredible. I mean, you're going through Glacier National Park. And so on one side, you have the park, and on the other side, you have, I guess, private land. But it's about 3 hours. They had probably 8 or 9 rapids, I would say. And of those, 3 of them, I was positive we were going to be swimming and somehow managed not to.
It doesn't look that different than what I like so much about BC.
It's pretty similar, but it's just, I think it's warmer more often. I don't know, but I've never.
I bet you don't think they get hammered in the winter?
They definitely do, but I've only been to BC in the winter, so I don't know what a perfect summer is there like. But if you can get there, man. And you're just so in the middle of nowhere. Did you guys ever watch, was it Wind River? The Jeremy Renner movie where he's
like
tearing up snowmobiles all over with helicopter shots?
The reservation.
I mean, you just feel like you're on another planet. Like, if you're in BC, Vancouver's right there. There are no towns. There's a small downtown in Whitefish, but there's no... It feels like you are as isolated as you can possibly get and be in America. And I think it's close to that.
Did you think about Layton this trip at all?
I think that's still pretty far away, isn't it?
Probably.
Like, but
I just
want
to know if you're up there thinking that you're Layton Vander Esch running around.
Yeah. That this is where...
Why, he's from near there?
Killing animals with
or
your bare hands.
Tiny town like that?
Just animals. The fact that he lived in a place of no population and would...
Like, they didn't even play 11 on 11, right?
No, but no. He would, like, tour guide and hunting guide and whatever he did up there with animals.
Yeah.
Feels like it's made up.
You can't look around up there and imagine it producing a pro athlete, for sure.
Right.
There is a little downtown.
That's the overall point, is that sports is the last thing on their mind up there.
They have a little downtown, which I think has become a pretty popular bachelorette destination, because there were a lot of like girls in matching T-shirts, and it's kind of like a cute...
Oh, okay, so not the show.
No.
They didn't have the...
That's probably not far off,
the secret
though.
Date up there.
But
I don't think they've been to Montana on the show.
It's probably coming, because it was being heavily populated. There's a lot of like little shops and stuff, and it feels like a real old west town. But the craziest part of downtown is every bar there feels like you're... in Deadwood, you know, it's real dark and it's saloon feeling, but you can buy a bottle of liquor at the bar and leave with it, which is the most insane concept I've ever heard.
That's like, awesome.
The liquor store is closed. Okay, we can just walk into the bar, pay the same price, and you leave with a bottle of liquor. You can't open it there, but I know this is not insane to you guys, but to anyone who regularly either goes to the bar or tries to go to liquor stores, you can't buy liquor at grocery stores here. So I walk into the bar and I'm like, yeah, I'll just have a beer and I'm going to be leaving with this bottle of whiskey on Sunday afternoon.
Jeez.
And I just, you can't.
So you're like, this is the greatest place I've ever been.
It doesn't compute.
You can like have a drink and then take
you just
the
can't
rest
open
of the
it.
Bottle home with you?
No, like, you can't like, open it.
Okay, you can't open it.
But you can buy other drink there if you want.
Did you get caught up in any card games that went south?
No, but it has that feel. It definitely has that
feel. Suddenly a table gets turned over on you.
I can't recommend it enough. And
so you really went to a music festival with no regard for the music.
I do. I enjoy Dwight Yoakam, Nathaniel Ratliff, Ryan Bingham. I actually saw the artist, because I never really put this together, that sang the Jub Jam promo song. Cody Jinx, who's the guy who has the thunder and rain. I didn't realize that was him. He's from Fort Worth, and I have friends who know him and stuff, and I'm standing there next to TC. And how do you think both of our giggling asses reacted when we were like, oh my God.
So that's all you heard in your head?
That's just the Danny drop of him singing the Jump Jam promo.
That's awesome.
Yeah, whoa! It's the promo!
Does he look like he sounds?
He's an old metal guy, so no. He's heavily tatted up and does not look like he sounds. But
was it a big sausage fest? Well,
like
I guess you did
festival?
Say there was some
matching shirt girls.
Yeah, I don't know that they had made their way to the festival. The festival, there was a lot of belt buckle, cowboy hat, boots. And
did your group of guys hook up with any groups of girls? That's always fun.
No, it's so funny. I was trying to explain why my wife doesn't get worried when I go on these trips, and I was like, imagine, like, she's like, look at your group of people. Like, oh, here's the guy who's vomiting with a little pee tattoo on his foot. Here's the blind guy that they have to lead around.
So it's Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. Like, there's
fraternity.
One way to make your wife not worried is to hang out with the biggest group of dirtbags you can find and realize that no women would ever find you attractive, ever.
Their pupils are all giant.
Yeah. Here's a guy whittling a piece of wood over here on his own who hasn't said a word in 6 hours.
Here's TC over here going 14 on a jet ski.
Here's TC yelling whenever he can't link up with the group. His version of, hey, I'm over here, guys, is just yelling Jeff Epstein was framed.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Topical comedy.
Cut it out.
That sounds great. It's 129. What is on the news?
It's never free.